This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado will do more to prevent violence against Indigenous people under a bill at the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The Democratic bill would set up an Office of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives in the Department of Public Safety to bring more resources to investigate cases with Indigenous victims. It would also look for ways to improve how the justice system handles these cases and provide help to victims navigating the state or federal court system. The five-person office would cost the state around $500,000 a year. The bill also requires Colorado to track and publish data about how many Indigenous people go missing or are killed each year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A group that wants to see recreational cannabis sales in Colorado Springs can begin collecting signatures to try to get it on the ballot this fall. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin explains.
The group called Your Choice Colorado Springs says it's about keeping tax revenue from the sale of cannabis in the community. City residents who want to buy recreational cannabis must currently go to another city to purchase it. Colorado voters approved the legalization of recreational cannabis 10 years ago, but it allows local governments to opt out, which Colorado Springs did. The group needs nearly 20,000 valid signatures to get the issue on the ballot in November. If successful, it would trigger a special municipal election as part of the ballot, which carries an additional cost for the city. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
More than 40% of Colorado students are fully vaccinated. 7% have an additional booster dose. The state's online COVID dashboard now includes vaccination rates for every school and district in Colorado. The numbers vary across the state. For example, no students are vaccinated at Arickery Elementary in Washington County on the Eastern Plains. The Denver School of the Arts reports 91% of students are vaccinated. This is CPR News and KRCC.